What is the parent's role in raising a visually impaired child?
Well, before I talk about Joy and her accomplishments, I would like to emphasize that every child is different with their unique personalities, strengths, and weaknesses, as well as the people they get to work with at each stage of their lives. All of these help shape who they become later on. Joy was fortunate to have several teachers and adult mentors who played an important role in her life. Some of these people went out of their way to encourage her and to challenge her, to truly take part in her learning and growing, and we are very grateful for them. My husband and I have a goal in raising Joy to be a well-rounded person who is independent and who can contribute to society when the time comes. In order to achieve that goal, I maintain a close communication with her teachers at school. I try to encourage her to participate in various activities. I send her to sleepaway camps at a very early age, and I provide opportunities for her to foster her diversified interests. It's also very crucial for parents to know when to let go of their child and let them make the mistakes and just learn from their own mistakes. Besides, because I'm a person with very keen observation, I also watch Joy a lot as she walks and she eats, both at home and in restaurant, how she interacts with people and so on. And then I have talks with her afterwards about what she did right and what she didn't do right. Remember, the reason that our blind child sometimes doesn't do something right is probably because no one has shown them the right way. So as a parent, our job is to educate and inform our blind child the socially acceptable ways of doing things. However, I understand teaching and reinforcing a new skill can be frustrating for parents, and sometimes we have the tendency to do things ourselves so that it can be done quicker and neater, and we don't have to be frustrated with each other. Well, in that respect, I recommend parents try wearing sleep shades yourselves to experience what your child has to live with every minute of their lives. Until then, you may not fully appreciate the skills they have already learned and the difficulties they have to overcome to learn new skills.